Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a package exploded on the campus of Northeastern University in Boston late yesterday. This was according to the college, and apparently a staff member suffered minor injuries. Thank God it wasn't worse. Authorities said another suspicious package was found near a prominent art museum, and the FBI was assisting with the investigation. This is being reported by WMUR.com. The parcel that blew up was one of two that were reported early evening yesterday. Boston's bomb squad neutralized a second package near the city's Museum of Fine Arts, which is on the outskirts of the Northeastern campus. Sister station WCVB reported that the package detonated while a staff member opened it at Holmes Hall, according to the school. The building is the part, the building hold, I guess, holds the university's creative writing program. Now, we don't have a lot of details, but Northeastern spokesperson Shannon Nargi said in a statement that an unidentified university staff member suffered minor injuries to his hand in the explosion. Philippe Colon, a Boston police superintendent, later described the victim as a 45-year-old man. So police converged. This was at 7:30 at night. Asked students who had gathered for an evening journalism class to get out of the building. Northeastern is a private university in downtown Boston. It has about 16,000 undergraduate students. According to WCVB, one of its reporters was teaching a class at the time. He said Mike Boudet had told the station that his class was moved outside. Neither he nor his students heard the explosion. And the campus ended up being secure, but no other word on any other suspicious packages or what the hell happened. So they're monitoring the situation, and they are ready to work with the university and our law enforcement partners for any prosecutions that may develop. Harvard University, MIT, which are on the other side of the Charles River, separating Boston from Cambridge, they have increased patrols on their campuses as precaution. They're also urging students and faculty to report anything suspicious. So this is Boston. This is where the Boston Marathon bombing happened. But just if I could, you know, remind everybody, Boston is not immune, sadly, to this egregious behavior. And Tuesday's explosion was one of the first of the, you know, first scares since 2013, where two bombs were planted near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. It killed three spectators and wounded more than 260 others. And it's weird how, I mean, I'm not in law enforcement, but I would find the science of it fascinating as to, and this could be very easily studied as science, as to the waves of the type of violence, gun violence, using a knife, using a car, drownings, assaults, making bombs. And it would be very interesting to graph. And I'm not sure if people have done this or if they just don't want to publish the data on why we see these peaks and troughs. Boston was very vigilant after the Boston Marathon bombing. We all were. But with everything going on now, and then everything that happened, riots, COVID, defund the police, a lot of us weren't thinking about that. What there was, though, a period of time where there were some fake pipe bombs. Remember, somebody tried to say that Trump was sending bombs to Democratic politicians, and then it wasn't Trump, and then they said, well, it was a Trump supporter, and it was a van with all these brand new stickers on it. It didn't make a lot of sense, and I don't think we heard a lot about it. But the concept of individuals out there making homemade bombs has persisted for a long time, for decades, in our maybe even centuries, and it is a threat. We don't think about it until you hear that a package exploded and could have killed a professor or students that were there. Thank God it was small enough where it didn't kill somebody. But individuals planting explosives, whether they're handmade or deliberate, are, you know, are Godfather. I mean, these are things that have pervaded our history. And you do have to be diligent. When I was in Israel, it was, guys, you see a package, you see a bag, you see a pretty pillow, you see a diaper bag. You see a purse. You don't run over to it. You don't look for money. You don't try to find the owner. You contact authorities. They'll go up to it. They'll look at it. It might just be a purse. Somebody lost a purse. Somebody might have left their diaper bag. But if you see anything unattended, you don't touch it. And this is just something that is consistently reinforced. And in America, we forget. Remember I had to tell you guys that there's been warnings that police have given to tell people not to pick up a dollar bill that you see just lying there because it could be laced with fentanyl or other drugs that you could absorb? You know, this is, there's going to be a lot of people that didn't get the memo. There was this one woman at a gas station. She went to the bathroom, she saw a dollar bill, she grabbed the dollar bill, and then she started to go into respiratory depression in the car. Husband took her to ER, saved her life, but what the hell happened there? So, honestly, anything that, don't think you got lucky. You know, you found the purse, you found trust me, the average woman does not necessarily leave her purse. Okay, we're honest. I mean, you know, trust me. Now that it has her phone, I find that fascinating. You don't hear people leave their purses now as much as, you know, because their phone's in it. Hey, we don't. Now, you know, there's something more important than our wallet. So, man, we hold that purse tight. But just don't think you're the lucky one. And for students out there, you know, students are back to school. It's a dangerous time, as we saw with the Uvalde shooting at the end of last school season. There are people out there that are, it doesn't have to be foreign. There are domestic terrorists. There are people that just feel like they want to cause mayhem or become famous for something, and they're just completely whacked out. Be careful out there. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So people are asking for help. They've been asking for help for a while. Remember I told you guys, if we have a representative democracy like we claim we do, and our citizens do not feel represented by their representatives, democracy can fail. And when you have individuals that are asking for help, we need to listen. Now, who's asking for help? Well, college students have been asking for help, but they're like, look, guys, we just want the colleges to charge less. We're not asking for you guys to pay our bills. Just, we'll pay our own bills. Just tell the colleges to quit charging so much. All right? Women and their, you know, their choice to have sex. or their choice to keep a pregnancy or not keep a pregnancy. They're like, look, I just want the government out of it. Just keep it out. I'm not asking for tax dollars. I'm not, just leave me good out of it. Just, you know, keep government out of my body, my choice. Right. These are, you know, but we have help that is being asked now. And I agree with the idea of, you know, taxpayers not having to be involved in a woman's choice. Keep them, you know, figure that out without trying to draw in a whole country conflict as is being drawn in with the college student debt issue. College students are like, I really don't want the country to take off of me. All I just want is to graduate college without spending $300,000. I get that. But we have individuals that are asking for help because they live on the border and they don't feel safe. Now, that is our duty. That's our utmost duty to make sure that Americans feel safe within the border of our country. That should be one of the top priorities. Not being listened to. So we're being told that the influx of migrants into Texas has been, sadly, linked to some individuals that have been killing local pets, stealing from shops, knocking on doors, and people are a little nervous about their safety, about if they can still live there. And this Del Rio section of the border at Eagle Pass, Texas, has seen over 736,000 migrant encounters since October 2021. This is according to the Customs and Border Protection. This is double the number from the previous year. And apparently residents are teaching their kids how to protect themselves. Now, not all migrants are, you know, criminals. Not all migrants are looking for harm. But they're starting to see people come over in camouflage. They're finding dead pets. Somebody killed the dogs on one property in order to steal something. This is an invasion. And it hurts those individuals who want to come to this country like my father did, legally. But there's holes in the border, and people know that things are going to change with the new president. So they're trying to get here now. Get here quick and fast. But when they get here, they need food. They need water. They need clothes. So, if you come here legally, looks like you get baby formula, you get a bunch of stuff. Vaccines, all that. But if you can't get through legally because there's too many and the line's too long and you try to come illegally, you're in a more desperate situation. One Eagle Pass resident said she taught her children to use tasers and other weapons to defend the family business. Laura Ramos told Fox News it's something that has had to be done because we don't know what can happen. We don't know these people or where they come from. Another resident said his youngest sister heard a knock on her bedroom window late at night. It's pretty scary. We're getting used to it already because, unfortunately, nothing is really being done. So who do you go to if you live in America and you feel threatened who do you go to, especially if law enforcement is already overwhelmed and Border Patrol is overwhelmed? How do you get the word to Biden or Kamala Harris? How do you get the word out? One store said they close now before it gets dark because they have women as employees and they want to make sure they could get home before dark. One Eagle Pass business owner says she closes her business at 7 p.m. because she employs a staff comprised entirely of women. She said, we now close at 7 because it gets dark. People are walking around, all girls. You just never know. She also has several weapons in the store to defend her employees. A local who lives outside of downtown said migrants move out towards ranches to steal food. She says, I live far from the downtown, but in that area, it's a lot of ranches and a lot of big properties. They said they are aware that some migrants who entered one property and in order to steal something killed the dogs. They are robbing stuff or killing animals to eat. That's what concerns me. That's what she said. A local identified as Caesar said incoming migrants have started to leave trash on ranches. A lot of migrants are dying in the river. And all of these things are affecting the city. According to Eagle Pass Fire Department Chief Manuel Mello, the town performs body recovery from the river daily, an experience which he described as very traumatic. Oh, my God. If you've seen a drowning victim, you can't unsee it. It's heartbreaking, and it's every day. He says there are so many bodies being recovered that the morticians are asking for assistance. I've never had so many drownings like we're seeing right now. Okay, where's the federal government? Where's the Mexican government? And I understand, not all these individuals come from Mexico. But you have people that are dying. Both governments, both National Guard, whatever you need. We need to stop people from coming over the river and dying. Where's the leadership? They said, Mello added, that he joined the fire department, according to Daily Mail, 25 years ago. The town used to average 12 body recoveries a year. Now it's one a day. Sometimes you'll be walking in an area where the water will never go above your knee, but then all of a sudden you have a drop of about 10 to 12 feet. If you're carrying a baby, you're going to go down 10 to 12 feet with that baby. It's just heartbreaking. And I told you, I come from an immigrant. I was very, very grateful that there was a process and a path. My dad had to learn English. He learned the cuss words first, because when you live in L.A., that's what you learn. But he learned the cuss words first, but he learned English. He learned the Constitution. He learned everything for a citizen test, and he learned the citizen test. And with the help of my mom, and then they had me. And I'm so grateful there was that process. So trust me, I want there to be an immigration process. We do need to be this land of hope. But right now, this is a mess. And you have citizens here saying, help us. We don't feel safe. So, you know, people say, well, you can't just close the borders. You can't just close the borders. The reason why people are suggesting to close the borders is because there could be 20 other options, but nobody's thinking of them or creating them. Or, you know, building a wall, or there's, you know, close the border was a phrase that was used by Trump and by many individuals because it was too difficult to say, guys, can we put our heads together and find another way to deal with all the drownings and cartel coming over and crime and fentanyl coming over? Let's go. So instead, it's like, okay, if nobody's going to do anything, maybe it's just easier to say close the border. No, the border's not going to be completely closed. Of course, we're taking in refugees from Afghanistan and Ukraine and, you know, all other places, Colombia, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Mexico. We are, you know, still taking in asylum seekers. But we have porous border walls and no wall. And this is affecting citizens. It's affecting them. In El Paso, there's thousands of migrants sleeping on the streets. They say it resembles, quote unquote, a third world country with no sanitation. Many of these migrants are coming from Venezuela. They've overwhelmed Border Patrol. Facilities are overwhelmed. And they might make it, but then they're just there. Congressman Tony Gonzalez, a GOP U.S. representative, told the New York Post, we've never seen anything like this. It's a scene that you would see in a third world country, not on the streets of El Paso. And it's, you know, there's no access to toilets. No access to showers. Residents say the smell of human waste is overwhelming in the area. Again, public health. You worry about public health. You want to mandate vaccines. What sort of things can brew when you have individuals that don't have a home, a shower, a toilet? It's grim. 1-877-DOLLY.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth is now lying in state at Westminster Hall after a procession from Buckingham Palace. A service was held in her honor with members of the royal family in attendance, including King Charles. Massive crowds have already descended on London for both the procession and the Queen's lying in state. The White House is bringing rail and union officials for a high-stakes day of talks in Washington Wednesday. The White House saying a rail strike would have broad and profound impacts on the shipment of food products across the United States. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday traveling to Detroit to check out the Detroit Auto Show. USA Radio News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double check your math too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I am no biblical scholar. No. I know that's a shock, right? Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I misquote the Bible. I don't mean to. Just I interpret the Bible one way, and if that's not your way, I'm sorry. Religion is very individualized. My relationship with God is much different than anybody else's. We all have individual relationships. My conversations with God are, you know, my own, and I don't expect anybody to do it the way I do, and I wouldn't force it, even my kids. You know, you pray the way you want to. You look at God. You look at faith however you want to, whether it's in the eyes of Judaism, Catholicism, Buddhism, whatever you want. You know, just be a good person. That's all I want from my family because I love it all. But religion is changing, and secularism is rising in enormous numbers. The average younger person finds themselves I think they call them nuns, N-O-N-E, where they aren't Christian, they aren't Jewish, they aren't Muslim, they're not, you know, they're Hindu, Buddhist, Mormon, none of it, Baptist. And they don't really find themselves, they find themselves more secular or agnostic, atheist, and we're being told that Christianity, which was one of the majority of, especially in the country, religions, is going to be the minority. That there will be less than, 35% of individuals in America that will be considered Christian. I don't know if you'll see a lot more Jews or Muslims. It could be people coming in from other countries, but we're really not having a lot of people convert and embracing religion like we used to. Now, why is that? So I have some theories. And I'm no religious scholar, but when I read the Bible, and I did, I know. I do need to clean my mouth out with soap sometimes, but that doesn't mean I didn't study my Bible. The Levites would run the temple. And you, if you were working out there, Israelite Cohen, you would contribute a tithe, 10%. Now, you don't see Hebrews do that. You do see Church of Latter-day Saint. They'll do tithe now. You don't really see a lot of individuals still do that. But those individuals who were manning the temples and manning the religious aspects for their community did need to be supported because they weren't out there on the farm. They weren't out there working and manufacturing and things like that. They had to manage that church because church offered safety, haven, teaching, spiritual guidance. And usually those individuals were aware of what was going on, but you would go to them, whether they were your Catholic priest or your father, pastor, nun, rabbi, sheikh, for guidance. This is what I went through. This is what, you know, what does the Bible guide me on? Now, over time, we have seen other influences on our clergy. Now, maybe there was always financial, but people have watched some of the things going on with some of these charities, some of these things that have happened in certain religious organizations, and they're like, wait a second, what's going on here? And there's been some bad headlines. But I think another issue that I'm seeing personally with a lot of people I know is their spiritual leader who was really revered and who was their focal point when they were struggling. Nowadays, many of them are getting political. And I've known many individuals that go, I don't go to that congregation anymore. So-and-so just bashes you-know-who or whatever. And I'm like, well, I don't think I've ever heard a sermon that does that. And they go, no, we get emails, and it's political. And they feel that if the spiritual guidance and the teachings of that clergy member are very intermixed with, you know, what's going on politically, that they don't feel like they have somebody that's there with that open arms and open mind for them to confess or for them to deal with their issues. And I'm hearing time and time again that, you know, rather than, oh my God, I love my priest or I love my rabbi or I love my, you have individuals out there going, I had to change. It would just be political or their interpretation of they, you know, changed the song or they made us, you know, read up something that had to do with Roe v. Wade or that, you know, and I believe that if you do feel, if you're a part of a congregation that does want to be very politically charged and wants to be very involved in politics, then that's fine. But there's many individuals that go to religion to escape the BS of what's going on. They don't want to hear about Harvey Weinstein or Jeffrey Epstein or Hillary Clinton or Trump or Biden or the Hunter Biden thing or you know, whether you should abort in first trimester, second trimester, if third trimester abortion should be allowed. People are going to their church or temple or mosque for spirituality. And we've intermixed religion with politics. So now people feel like, well, if I'm religious, then I'm of one political side. Or religion is a taboo. Or I'm going to be considered bigoted if I'm religious. There's many individuals I know that are very religious and support gay marriage. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to interpret religion any way you want. But there's almost this trend of if you're religious, you're one of them. And so young people are like, look, you know, I'm going to get canceled by a bad joke or something I post or whatever. The last thing I'm going to do is get caught going to church. And my worry as a physician is what was such a partner in these people's healing was their spirituality. I can't tell you how many times I prayed with my patients. I didn't care what religion they were. They didn't care what religion I was. But the power of prayer was something that some of them could use. In fact, those that knew they were passing, the power of prayer, the power of faith made that so much different than those who look at death like, oh my gosh, you know, it's going to be hell and fire, or I'm going to have to see Care Bears jumping on clouds. You know, your religion, if that's the religion you could choose anyone you want. But your religion guides you not only in life, but in going to that next phase and chapter. Which is why, I don't know if they still do this, I think they still do this, but for years, any time anybody was going to be admitted to a hospital, they would ask, you know, is there clergy you want? Do you have a specific clergy? Is there somebody you wish you want? If not, would you like the chaplain? Would you like the church chaplain? So when I see that Christianity is going to be a minority faith, whether it's Christianity, Catholicism, Protestantism, Baptism, Baptist, Judaism, Muslim, Hinduism, I worry that people are going to lack that guidance. And people do need guidance. They'll go to Joe Rogan, or they'll go to Ben Shapiro, or they'll go to Alex Jones, or they'll go to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And you choose whoever you want to guide you. But if we don't have this spiritual element and areas where people could feel like they could be alone and pray and be there for, because man, when you have an issue and you walk into that temple or church, there's people there for you. And it does cost money. They do need to be supported. It does cost rent. But I would just advise, if you're a congregation, if you lead a congregation, you know, keep in mind, politics might not be very wanted in that. Try to keep it separated. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of us got our butts kicked stock market yesterday. I think now the Dow Jones is down about 78 points. Some of us are seeing a little bit of gain, but I can't even look. I just can't even look. I'm really, really scared. My retirement is really going down the tubes. It's funny. I never really wanted to invest in stocks, mutual funds. Everybody said that was the way to go, and it probably is the way to go overall. The rates are there. I invested in I-bonds because of the inflation rate. I-bonds are based on inflation, and so the rate went up to, like, what, 9.72. So I put money into I-bonds last year when we heard inflation was going to continue to rise and be that way for a while. So I'm learning still as I go, and I'm pretty middle-aged. But the one thing that I've learned is the stock market will spank you and spank you and spank you. And if you are one of those lucky ones, congratulations. I think it's fantastic. But the average person, the best way to not lose money in the stock market, I think, is not to put your money in. But I have stock. I play around with it. I'm learning as I go. It's the best way to learn because you've got now money on it. And so I've been a lot more aware and following it. But, man, I bought some Pfizer stock back in the 90s, and I did nothing with it. I just let it sit. It went up, not horribly, but because it went up and down, up and down. With stocks, you can't just sit there and hold it for years unless it's going to be an Apple or Amazon or Microsoft. But a lot of these companies, they go up and down. The only thing is we got pretty rough future ahead of us. The economists are saying that there's going to be another rate hike, but that it's going to spark a quote-unquote dangerous game with the state of the economy. Now, this is Peter Buchvar. This is being reported by CNBC. He is an investor, and he believes that Wall Street is coming to grips with a painful reality that inflation is not going away, Federal Reserve won't pivot, and he said after next week's rate hike, we're going to start playing a dangerous game with the state of the economy. He says the next rate hike is going to be only the second time in 40 years that the Fed's funds rate is going to exceed the prior peak in a rate hiking cycle. He's the Bleakley Advisory Group Chief Investment Officer, and he told CNBC's Fast Money, we're getting into treacherous waters. According to him, a 3/4 point hike at next week's Fed meeting is virtually a done deal. Even though there's been softer commodity prices, used car prices are slowing down, gas is going down, but the Bureau of Labor Statistics lags in how it captures that, he says. So that's why we have this sort of two-lane highway with both sides going in opposite directions. We rallied 200 S&P points in the 4 days leading to today, this was yesterday, because the markets are driving on one side. But the BLS hasn't captured that. Unfortunately, the Fed is also lagging in terms of how they are reacting to things. They're driving with a review mirror type of mentality. So major indexes fell to June 2020 lows after the August Consumer Price Index rose by 0.1% to 8.3% over the past year. The drop in gasoline prices didn't offset what we're spending on shelter, food, medical costs. According to Dow Jones, economists thought the index would fall by 0.1%. So we had a mess yesterday. People are kind of realizing that this Biden Inflation Act, or, you know, what he's touting, the Inflation Reduction Act, we're not going to see benefits of it anytime soon, if at all. Now, everybody's saying, oh, well, you'll see, it'll come later. It'll come later after the election. Like, you'll see, you guys will all, you'll all be able to keep your doctor with Obamacare. You're all going to be paying less for medical. I'm not paying less. My medical expenses went up. My premiums went up. When is the ACA supposed to drop health care costs? It's been 13 years now. 13 years. When is that? It's supposed to go down? I'm still waiting. So politicians and conservatives criticized President Biden because he was celebrating the signing of the Inflation Reduction Act. He said, exactly 4 weeks ago, I signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law, so today we are celebrating. You could celebrate. You're rich. You're doing fine. But the rest of us are like, what the hell's going on? So his tweet, exactly 4 years ago, I signed the Inflation Reduction Act, so we're celebrating. Tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Time as I deliver remarks. And welcome the leaders and advocates who made it happen to the people's house. Well, look, gas prices are still high. They're going down a little bit, but still high. Food's high, rent's high, clothing's high. Everything's gone up in price. Price of groceries rose 13.5% in August from last year. That's the highest since 1979. Representative Virginia Fox from North Carolina responded to his tweet and said, families saw that grocery prices rocket by 13.5% in August, aren't celebrating. Representative Bill Johnson celebrating what? So here's the thing. I'm not stupid. All right. Listen, this is politics. Biden needs to get the Democrats elected. And he is going to tout that he was able to get something passed. Because that's one thing I notice the media always does. Well, he can't pass anything. Well, if it's a stupid idea, yeah. But, I mean, if you have a majority, you'll be able to pass things. I mean, that doesn't mean you have this big gift. Okay, what we need is, all right, what are we going to do about crime? What are we going to do about our schools being overwhelmed? What are we going to do about the border? What are we going to do about the lack of, you know, baby formula, our manufacturing, the rail strike, the pay, you know, pay your workers more. Okay, well, people pay their workers more, and then what do? They went and charged their consumers more. Everybody who told me, yeah, I gave my employees raises. We all did. We're like, well, great. Did you raise your prices? Oh, hell yeah. Everybody's raised their prices. The medicine, you can't, because you're only going to get paid whatever the insurance is going to pay you. But, you know, well, I had to let some staff go. So, you know, I as much as I want to, you know, honor our leaders and be respectful of the president, I would not have used the word celebrate. I get that he needs something to say in a speech. This is nerve-wracking. And when people say, well, look, it's okay because at least we have retirement money. You know, maybe, you know, if I do get canned, I'll go into my retirement. A bunch of us lost a crap load in our retirement accounts. So we're being told, one of you had asked, when is the Inflation Act supposed to help us? We're being told we won't really see a measurable impact until after 2028. Okay, that's 6 years from now. And whoever's going to be president is going to take credit for that. So, you know, one thing that I am very, very concerned about is the spending. And we're not spending on things we need to. I told you, I want to see clinics. I want to see clinics, you know, health centers all over the place. You could staff them, or you could ask for volunteers. You could waive doctors' fees for CME, for their license, if they volunteer one day a month. Pharmaceutical companies donate drugs that are, you know, there's oftentimes, you know, they have rebates and things like that. Instead of some of the BS that's mixed into the ACA, change that into, look, we're going to incentivize you, we're going to protect you from tax hikes if you donate drugs and pharmaceuticals to these clinics. All these machines, these X-ray machines and CT scans and MRIs that are about to go into the old tech cemetery, these are things that could be used in these medical centers. There's so many ideas, so many things that and again, I'm biased towards the healthcare sector, but right now we are spending all this money trying to feed and clothe migrants. Maybe handle the border a little better. Yeah, 1-877 Doc Dali. Love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.